Father, we glorify your name tonight again. What a joyful thing to be together in the house of the Lord among the children of God. Lord, oh Lord God, thank you for dwelling in our places tonight, Lord. Accessible to the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And thank you for the joy of the Lord in our life, Lord. Thank you for giving us your peace. Say, peace I live with you, my peace I give unto you. Lord, teach us how to use that peace to the maximum in such days as we are living like this, Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for the great comfort of the Holy Ghost dwelling in us, abiding with us. Say, we abide with us forever. We are still with him until the day of redemption. Yes, put us in remembrance of all the things you've taught us, Lord. If you even go to show and show us things to come, in the name of the Lord, glorifying the Lord Jesus in our life. Father, thank you. So, reading of your scripture, all tonight, Lord, our Father, leave us a blessing. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, we continue our series tonight. You know, if there's a time, there are some of the things that not so much preached today, and they are very, very important, you know. And believing God for a great outpouring, we see the use of these things, this knowledge, you know, of the power of the enemy and things like that, you know, so we are, you know, we can take the position that God has given unto us, you know. It's not over us, we are in control, we have been given authority over him, really, you know. Last time we talked about the hierarchy thereof, talk about Satan being the head of that hierarchy of his evil forces, talk about fallen angels, talk about demons and evil spirits. I kind of distinguish between the fallen angels and then the demons and evil spirits, you know. Basically, we said that, you know, from the word of God, you know, what we can gather, that, you know, the in general, that, you know, fallen angels, they're not disembodied, you know, whereas demons are disembodied beings. So we see that fallen angels hardly, embody people or beings. Except one particular case of Judas, Bible says Satan enter into him, you know. So we saw that. And we know that the lowest hierarchy of satanic thing is a demons or evil spirits, you know. And this one are disembodied spirits. And as we know, they always seek embodiment. And when they get a hold of a body that they embody, they don't want to come out there until that person dies. Or maybe they are forcefully ejected, you know. And so we saw that. And we know that it's a spiritual world, really. Why in the material world, you know, a being can occupy only one space, you know, at a time. I can only stand in one spot. Demons, thousands of them can be in the person, you know, it's a spiritual world, right? And so even the same thing with angels too, you know. So anyway, demons are disembodied spirits, so we know that, you know. And so we talk about their origin, you know, where Bible is very scanty and about what we know about their origin. But we know from the scripture that there was a, you know, pandemic world that was judged, you know. And we know that. And the Bible says there was a pandemic Eden. I mean, from the Bible, you know, I think that it was such a thing, you know. And if Satan was in there, and why we got judged that world, you know, instead of Satan was there. And whatever was there, that generation got wiped them out. So if there's anything to the origin of demons, it could be that from that world, that pandemic world, and so that's where this demon come from. Again, we just leave it there like that. So tonight, by the grace of God, once we really go into the hierarchy of this lowest hemisphere to the devil, the order of demons. The other within the demonic world, they have to have their own hierarchy, you know. So can you see how organized is it, you know? So you see that, you know. That's why God's children should be unity is very, very important. This demon is not to oppress the grace, you know. So, how much more God says unite together and so on, in unity of the faith and so on. That. So, tonight, orders of demons. Has human beings very greatly in their talents and abilities. So, there is notable variation in the capabilities of evil spirits to do evil. Yes. Some demons may be cast out readily, for example. But others are so stubborn and tenacious that they can be cast out only by prayer and fasting. The Lord told us. The Lord taught us that. You know that it's in God's word. One of them is in Matthew 17, but I write the one here that is in Mark 9, verse 28. And when he was come into the house, His disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" Talking of the case of the boy with epileptic spirit, you know, in this situation, you know, and the Lord has been to the to the Mount of Transfiguration with the other disciples, the nine of the three of them. Anyway, about 29 gave us the clue, he couldn't do it. And he said unto them, "This kind, this particular type of demon, you see, that you are talking about, that dealing with here, can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." So they can be so, some of them are so stubborn and tenacious in their oppression. It will take fasting and praying to cast them out. Maybe then they begin to understand why the Lord fasted. And it's always fasting in fasting often, you know. We cannot understand that kind of thing, you know. So I did not talk by example. So the Bible speaks of many kinds of evil spirits, really, you know. And for example, there are blind spirits, there are deaf spirits, there are deceiving spirits, there are seducing spirits, jealous spirits, insane spirits, epileptic spirits, like I said before, familiar spirits, and others. And so we just take these ones one by one. Showing the scripture that this is really the case, you know. We cover most of the one I just talked about now, maybe probably not all of them, but it gives us an insight. And I'm telling you, this thing in the day the Lord minister, it was a prevalent thing, the Lord, you know, ministry, and so on, casting them out, you know, and we know that. And we have had a revival where, you know, even some begin to specialize in casting out the devils, you know. I don't know where all those went now, you know. But again, does that mean there's no more demons in the world? Oh my, there are even more than ever before in the history of the world. In time of the tribulation, the person's spirit will be open, right? And demons will come out in multitudes and so to come and oppress people. Anyway, so let's go to see them. How about death? Let's begin with the deaf spirits. Demons are able to take possession of certain organs of the body by oppressing or settling on various nerve centers of the body. They are able to do that. Thus, the auditory nerves, you know, the optic nerves for the eyes, the throat nerves, the nervous system of the spine are all regions of attack by demons. They are. And when a deaf spirit settles on the auditory nerve of the ear, the latter becomes paralyzed and ceases to function. Sometimes the spirit controls the auditory nerve of both ears, and the person goes completely deaf. Happen. On occasion, the evil spirit may paralyze not only the nerve of the ears, but also those of the throat, so that the person is not only unable to hear, but also unable to speak. See? And this, however, does what? It's not true in the majority of cases of the deaf who are mute, who are mute only because they cannot hear. Anyway, these people often can be taught to speak, although because they cannot hear, their words are usually in a dull monotone, as we call it. Now, the case of a man who was both deaf and had an impediment in his speech is mentioned in Mark chapter 7. We pick a few examples about these things and so on. They are in the Bible and things like that, you know. In Mark 7:32, we read, "And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears and his feet and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straight away his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plain." So How do demons take possession of the auditory nerve? How do they do it? When it is heady, in a heady condition, this nerve have beaten immunity. See, God, Bible say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. This is the most complex of all God's creation. Forget about the planet. This is our temple, the temple of the Holy Ghost, the most complex, you know, of all of God's creation. And we are the head of His creation, really. Made it in its own image. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, you see, so when, you know, in a heady condition, these nerves have beaten immunity in them to resist the intrusion of an evil spirit. See? And a sickness or an accident can weaken the natural resistance of this organ, the ear and so on, that you know, making it possible for a demon to find entrance. So we're talking tonight about the order of demons and all kind of them. So we're talking about death spirit right now. So that it happened. Does it mean that all the death and the done by evil spirits? Probably not, you know. So again, an accident can occur that cause this organ to be to be an impediment or to be damaged, you know. You know that. But as you have seen there, one Bible says the Lord was casting out the deaf and dumb spirit in one scripture, you know. So anyway, so demons are involved in this kind of things, you know. Maybe not in all the cases, but we know they are involved. Now let's go to another kind of demons, other demons, blind spirits. As strange as it may seem, the scriptures teach that demons can cause blindness. Bible teaches taught that. Let's see in Matthew 12, the 22nd verse. There was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. You see that? Some of these things, and most of them are demons are behind them. Most of them, really, you know, both blind and dumb. And he healed him. In so much that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. Can you see how wicked these demons are, you know? They can cause multiple mishaps to beings. A blind spirit may reside on the optic nerve, paralyzing it and making it impossible for the person to see. In such cases, no amount of surgery will heal that person, you know. If demons are involved, no amount of surgery will be able to save that person's eyes, not one, you know. So, the eye, again, being a very complex organ, you know, it may be injured. So we are saying that not all blindness are caused by demons. Let me clarify that, you know. So let us be clear on that. So the eye is a very complex organ. Many of you here are medical people and things like that, you know. So it can be injured, you know, and then they become blind because of injury, you know. So, but we don't rule out that in many cases too, demons, they do cause blindness. And then, you know, even dumbness and things like that, you know. So that's why. So we lay that one. Another kind of spirit is, demon spirit is infirm spirit of infirmity, you know. Now, these are spirits, there are spirits of infirmity which can control the body in various ways, you know. One way is by settling on the spinal cord, often resulting in the person's being twisted or bowed over. Bible even say that, you know. Is it things happen in this? Just people going around, you know. Many of these things, demons are behind them, you know. And yes, it's like, you know, the way the time of press was is to be as if it doesn't exist. You even deceive many that it doesn't exist, right?
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing. How can you take care of the thing? You don't know that it exists. And yes, it's oppressing people like that, you know. People bow over. Many cases, demons are involved in this thing, and some of that, you know. I'm going to give an example in the Bible right now. Sometimes, you know, it causes to be in a grotesque or deformed manner. It causes people to be like that, you know. And there was such a case of a woman in Luke 13 chapter, which I will read quickly, you know, to see that demon can cause disfiguration, you know, an infirm spirit, people to bend over or make crooked and something like that, you know. That is in Luke 13:11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, talking about demons of infirmity, right? A spirit of infirmity. 18 years, yeah, this woman was oppressed. And was bowed together, you see that one? Bowed together. And could in no wise lift up herself. No, just, you know, in a grotesque way, you know, deformed manner and things like that, you know. You know, so importantly, so that's why the Bible, we see that here. The Lord used this woman's case to teach that even believers can be subject to this spirit of infirmity. Even believers can be subject to it. How do we say that in the Lord's teaching? Because in the same chapter of the book of Luke, verse 16, the Lord said this: "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has banned, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this band on the Sabbath day?" The Lord was asking. So why do you say the daughter of Abraham? It's more than the natural seed of Abraham. I believe that will go beyond to make sure that this woman was a believer, you know. Because we know when the Lord comes and says that, you know, the seed of Abraham, not only the natural seed, you know, that's also the spiritual seed of Abraham too, you know. And in Galatians 3:7, we are told, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." So I believe the Lord extend that woman's, belief to not only to the natural seed of Abraham, but she's a believer too. So we are saying that even Christians may be subject to this spirit of infirmity, you know. The Lord make plain there, you know. So it should be noted that in all such cases, the devil is afflicting the body in most cases, not the soul really, you know, but the body only, you know. May we also add that the devil has no right to afflict the body of a believer. Though we are subject to that thing, but he has no right to afflict the body of a believer. Any more than that believer's soul, you know. So when a Christian understands God's promises, you know, and God's promises regarding all these things, he or she will not tolerate the enemy to continue to oppress him. You see, because have been given certain authority over demons and things like that, you know, for you not to be oppressed by them. It is up to each Christian to recognize his or her authority in the Lord Jesus Christ and take dominion over evil spirits. And we are told in James chapter 4, verse 7, "Receive the devil and he will flee from you." So don't leave it to the Lord, you know. So you receive the devil, and we are told categorically that he will flee. Amen. Amen. Today, the opposite, Christian has run away from the devil, right? Bible says, "Receive the devil and he will flee from you." That's the Lord's command, you know. So God shall not do it because they don't know this authority, or we just know this scripture in the head, you know. We don't meditate upon them, and so it can be sink down. And the Bible says we back up his word. Praise the Lord. And the devil knows this. When he knows that you have your life, you know your life, doesn't mess around with you really, you know. The Bible says we flee. Praise the Lord. So far for the fruit of infirmity. There are demons, deceiving spirits. Another category of demons, deceiving spirits. The scriptures speak of the existence of deceiving or lying spirits. They are the same thing in many places really, you know. Indeed, all evil spirits are lying spirits anyway. Why? Because they are the emissaries of Satan, right? And we are told in John 8:44 of us that the devil is a liar and father of it, right? So how can us his emissaries, maybe that the last hierarchy of it, they are all lying spirits either, you know? But there is a particular category of them that are just devoted to lie to beings, to lie to people. That's their major work. They are calling lying spirits. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to say that put in the Bible really, you know. So a notable example then is the vision of Micaiah the prophet. We have all known that scripture before. The Micaiah the prophet and son of that in the times of Ahab, right? So Ahab, the wicked king of Israel, was engaged in hostility with Syria. Isn't Ramoth Gilead belong unto us and son of that, you know? I'm going to talk to her, you know. So, and anyway, under the influence of his wife Jezebel, the king was responsible for what? An apostasy unparalleled in the history of Israel, you know. And Bible said us so, you know. Now the hour of judgment has come to this king Ahab, you know. Because of Ahab's crimes, an evil spirit was permitted to be a lying spirit. Talk about lying spirit, right? To be a lying spirit in the mouth of Ahab's false prophet, you know. So in a vision, that Micaiah saw of the Lord. What happened in that vision? A number of evil spirits solicited for the opportunity to cause Ahab's downfall. You know, the one before the Lord and so on, you know. But the one who was a lion spirit was permitted to do the job. Amen? So there are category of them, right? What kind of evil spirit went before the Lord and so on? You know, let me just the scripture here. I think we know. So to see that lion spirit and so on. So that is in 1 Kings 22. 1 Kings 22, about the 28th verse. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? Who will do it? Touch the evil spirit, right? And one evil spirit said on this manner. Another evil spirit said on the other manner, you know. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? Meaning, how will you do it? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also. Go forth and do it. So, you see? So, why devils and demons usually resist the plan of God? That's what they do, right? At times, they can be, God will permit to be judgmental to the unbelieving or backsliding, whoever wants to come to God and so on, or to a wicked person. God will permit them to oppress that person, you know. So it happened like in this case now. So that is especially true. When they can find embodiment in human beings, they will do these things and so on, that, you know. It is evident that demon spirits derive pleasure in this embodiment. So when, you know, when people are dormant and so on, maybe they have believed in God before, very, very, it's dangerous to backslide, brethren. Amen. Praise the Lord. And not to return to the Lord, it's a dangerous ground. A ground where angels fear to tread. Praise the Lord. So fast for the lying spirit and so on, we can go more than that, but just to save time, but that's a great example, right? Here comes another kind of demon. They are called jealous spirit.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, please. Go ahead, bro. Yes, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to now be enlightened.
Yes.
In John chapter 9, verse 1.
Yes.
The one that was born blind.
Yes.
That topic.
Yes. Go ahead.
Was born blind.
Yes.
When did the demon enter?
No, but we clarify that not all blindness are caused by demons.
Oh, praise God.
So that's why I said that more clearly. So praise the Lord. Good question. Good question. You know, but I didn't clarify that. Not all blindness are caused by demons.
Amen.
So, but they are involved in causing blindness anyway. So now, jealous spirits. Certain spirits oppress the mental faculties of human beings and cause a very noticeable deterioration in their spiritual life when they do. You know, they call it jealous spirits and so on, you know. Once a demon or demons get such control, the individual becomes progressively more jealous. Mm-hmm. See? Not only that, suspicious, becomes suspicious and antisocial. So one should be very careful about being jealous, you know, or being suspicious. Praise God. Mm-hmm. If I'm in doubt of what a brother or sister is doing, go and ask person. Mm-hmm. I think about something about saying, it's dangerous to be suspicious. Amen. Mm-hmm. That is scripture. No man know the things of a man, but the spirit of that man. Amen? So you cannot just judge by saying, you suppose something. No, it's dangerous. Amen? If you have anything, anything, you can ask that brother or say, I'm thinking this way. Is it that? You know? You see, in the early church, people are so plain, and the church will learn how to do that and so on, that, you know, to promote unity in the body of Christ. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So suspicious, and then they become antisocial. You know? Now, there is often a marked change of personality when this demon gets a hold of people. Demons of jealousy, you know. We have a case in the Bible. I can give one or two. You know, a very popular one. Such was the case of Saul, you know, who started well. He began very well, you know. And let me know that, you know. But who did not seem to understand the importance of obedience. Oh, obedience is better than sacrifice, right? So he didn't understand the meaning of obedience, either, you know. He will not fully carry out the Lord's order. He didn't do it, you know. So when Saul saw that his disobedience had caused him to lose favor with God, instead of repenting, can you not? You know, repenting, he became jealous. He became suspicious, really, of all others, you know, who served in any way to threaten his position, you know. Instead of repenting, you know, he becomes suspicious and things like that, you know. The king begins to brood over his self-imposed misfortunes, you know. And it's your fault. So, develop an antipathy toward David, meaning wickedness and so on towards David, and things like that, you know. And until he was ready to kill David. Can you imagine? You know, so that is a dangerous spirit, isn't it? And why did he begin? Jealousy, right? Saul threw 1,000, right? David threw 10,000, you know? Oh man, he couldn't contain that anymore, you know? Jealousy spirit. I mean, when this man was buffeting all of, where were you? Buffeting Israel, where were you, you know? And God, this anointed man, another boy could do the job as well, you know? Anyway, jealous spirit was it's a terrible thing, you know? So now, I'm sorry?
I think that's cruel and death.
Absolutely. Another scripture says that. Praise the Lord. God should run away from it, you know. So, that is when the way was opened for a jealous spirit to take possession of Saul, you know. Now, it is important to notice that this evil spirit could not take possession of Saul until God gave permission. That's another thing, you know. So, until God gave permission, you know, he couldn't do it, you know. How do we know that? But Saul had rejected God's way and had put in place his own way. That's when demons gained control. What happened to him at that time, you know? What happened to him then? As a result, Saul no longer had the right to divine protection because he rejected God's way, right? It's now on his own, you know? You can't protect yourself against these demons. You need, in our day, we need the blood of Jesus Christ, we need the word of God. We need to know whom we are in Christ, that we are the righteousness of God, of Christ. This is our righteousness. Praise God. So we need to know this thing today, to arm ourselves with this truth and something that you know. So anyway, so you know, he's on his own. So he's not going to have access to divine protection anymore. So then he was attacked of this spirit. So the tragic story is recorded in 1 Samuel 18, verse 9. To cut it short, to 1 Samuel 18, verse 9. And so hid David from that day and forward. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God, can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
No? God permitted it. I will say God permitted him from God. Came upon Saul and he even prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hand as at other times. And there was a javelin in his sword and wanted to kill David. In fact, he attempted, God really just diverted it one and David escaped, right? So what is that? A jealous spirit, right? One of the best examples of jealousy in the whole Bible, you know? Even did it to murder. Can you imagine that? That's what he does. You know, people are jealous of other people. They want, and even to happen to the person they are jealous of, you know? Why? You know, the whole world. I have a friend. Hey, let's go, amen. Praise the Lord to save time. So let us put another kind of demon. Or evil spirit. Spirit of treachery. You know? That is not a spirit of treachery. A good example will begin with Abimelech. One of the sons of Gideon. That will be in Judges chapter 9. So Abimelech, who served and made himself king of Israel in the days of the Judges. Now this guy rose up. Gideon has 71 other children, right? Sons and sons of that, you know? And because of this treachery spirit, this man rose up and so on, and he killed, he got 70 pieces of silver to paraphrase the chapter of silver, and hired assassins, you know, and killed 70 assassins to kill 70 of his brethren, you know, that might become king, you know. So that is recorded in Judges 22. Anyway, so Abimelech, who usurped and made himself king of Israel in the days of the Judges, was another example of how a man by his conduct can become under the power of treacherous and murderous spirits. Abimelech himself committed an infamous act, like I told you just now, of mass murder, for he was responsible for the slaughter of 70 of his own brethren, you know, the sons of Gideon. So because of his act of treachery, God permitted an evil spirit to incite rebellion among the men of Shechem. Let me just read one verse in Judges 9:22 to summarize it, or Judges 9:22-23. When Abimelech had reigned 3 years over Israel, then God sent an evil spirit, just like Saul, right? An evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. And the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. Treacherous spirit. That's what it seems as demons of treachery. What happened to him? The result of the uprising against the usurper was a civil war, in paraphrasing that chapter now, that terminated with the death of Abimelech. See? So, spirit of demons of treachery. All kind of classes of demons, you know, which we can probably not call all of them tonight, but we just kind of get one or two more to save time here. They are such a thing as seducing spirits, seducing demons, you know, and there are many of them today, really, you know. And there are also religious demons. These are religious demons who apparently have special talents, see, for luring people into false religion. Have you wondered how many false religions we have today in the name of so-called Christianity, anything and things like that, you know? Unknowing to many people, demons are behind these things, and people don't even know it, you know. And that's why he hide himself and deceive people, you know. So these spirits give false revelation, quote unquote, see the guys in the revelation, and teach unscriptural doctrines, you know, and it happens all over the world. The victims of these seducing spirits are persons, really, who lack humility. They are so proud, and they are possessed with undue personal ambition. They will leave the main line of Christianity, the truth which God has revealed. They are looking for new things, new doctrines, you know. They haven't even mastered what God has revealed already, right? They want to be somebody. They want to be social and so on, to be big person, you know, and so on, that, you know. These seducing spirits are their targets. These kind of seducing spirits, you know. In fact, the scripture declare that this will be especially the case in the last days. Can you see? I've got a scripture for that. The false religions that are rising on every hand bear witness to the accuracy of this scripture I want to read right now. I see there are so many of them in the world, you know, and that is in 1 Timothy 4:1. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time, can you see now, the day you and I are living in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. We are just this now, you know, just this now. So, this fourth spirit profess to give new revelations, see, which have a superficial plausibility, but actually they are at gross variance with the word of God. Bible says, test every spirit, right? And see the idea of God. Not many Christians are doing that. They don't hear something. They don't know whether they don't check the scripture, whether the things are true, you know. And they just in the days of internet especially, how rumors quickly and even lies spread worldwide, you know, in an instant, you know. So it's a very, very delicate hour we are living. And God has warned us, this thing shall be in the latter days. You know, this spirit will work more than any other time in the latter days. And we are in those days right now. So, such revelation, like I said, almost invariably play to these persons who have this kind of ego. They are proud, they want to be this and that. Many cases exist in which the individual being led away this way by the weakness of his own conceit has accepted this revelation that were evidently satanic. They just accept it and so on, you know. We can count in history how many have been led astray like this. People may have been used of God before. Many of them have been used of God before. See? So we have to be very careful. So they are out there, you know. So there are seducing spirits, and they are all over the world today, deceiving many people and so on. So let us go to another kind of spirit, you know, see how much you can cover. So actually, I think I got one more. So just to save time. Now, you have insane spirits, or what the Bible calls unclean spirits, you know. There are such demons like that. These are usually spoken of in the Bible as unclean spirits, you know. They may take possession of a man and drive him completely out of his mind, and in some cases, making him a raving maniac, you know, in the Bible, and then we get one or two in the Bible, and then we close. In the earlier part of the Lord's ministry, while he was ministering in Capernaum, in the synagogue and some of that, you know, there was a case of an unclean spirit crying out. You can see that in Mark chapter 1, verse 24. See, saying, this unclean spirit, the Lord was ministering, you know. And we've seen it in the meetings that God gave us in the past too. And great men of God preaching out of the agitated, this the agitated and they cry out too, you know. Anyway, in Mark 1, 24, now the Lord was preaching and so on, talking, saying, this, you know, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Hast thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. See? So what happened? But the Lord cast out the evil spirit and set the man free, to the amazement of all the onlookers. So there are such things as this insane or unclean spirits, you know. So now, there is another similar case in the Bible, to close with this one, but one much more even violent in nature than this one. This was a man who was possessed of a legion of devils, which we talked about the other time too, you know, of devils. In Mark chapter 5, they tormented this man so much that he ran from the presence of men and dwelt among the tombs. Can you see how wicked this spirit can be? You know, unclean spirits, you know, insane spirits, you know, and so on. That's why even today, we see all the insane people where we don't know. Many of them, demons are behind these things too. Praise the Lord. So they are all over the place, you know. So many of them in the streets and things like that, you know. So, even Bida doesn't even know that these things are like that, things like that, you know. Anyway, so they just, you know, and they tormented this man so that he can, you know, he ran away from the presence of people and dwelt among the tombs. Fetters and chains have been placed upon him. But so great was the power of this demon that they just plucked these chains asunder. Again, you know, just one verse in the Bible, Mark 5:5. And always, day and night, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Well, you know, the Lord is so wonderful. The Lord is so merciful. I always think about this. The Lord crossed that pond just for this man only. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Man of Gadara. He crossed that sea and so just to go and set this man free, you know. And so on that. Just like the time in John chapter 5, the man who has been, you know, for 38 years, that man by the sea of Sidon and things like that, you know. The Lord just went there for that man alone, you know, and just set him free. Praise the Lord. The Lord is wonderful, you know. So in closing here tonight, so you can see there are many classes of demons. And the humanity don't even know that many things are caused by this demon, you know, and so on and that, you know. And so this demon, so literally, they have so great desire for embodiment. Again, the case of embodiment that we talked last week, right? You know, that they enter a swine. That's how they are disembodied, right? You know, instead of just walking like in Luke 11 and walking in dry space looking for habitation, I say, well, let's go to the swine, you know. They must have, you know, embodiment of some sort. And when they enter the swine, what happened? They drove the swine into the sea for perishing, you know. That's the job of demons, you know. So, praise the Lord. So, there are classes of demons. So, there are also spirits which possess mediums. I don't want to go there tonight. And impersonating the dead, of which we will talk about later, maybe the Lord permitting and so on, that, you know. So, that's very, very important. All the people that say they speak to the dead, they are influences of demonic spirit, you know, and some of that, you know, who are impersonating the dead, you know. No, they aren't hearing directly from the person who is dead. No. These are impersonating spirits, you know. Maybe by the grace of God in the future, we may reach those kind of demons and so on. But these are the broad, you know, broad category of demons, really. So the Christian, are we to be afraid of demons? No. Even in the commission, the Lord gave us a special, even the first of the commissions in Mark 16, was to cast out demons. You as a believer, amen? So that is in Mark, Mark the 16th chapter, verse 17. And this sign shall follow them that believe. The very first one the Lord mentioned is, in my name shall they cast out devils. Amen? Praise the Lord. Then he named the host of others. So it's a matter of Christianity and rising up and knowing our authority in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this revival, we witness exactly the same ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many will be set free from demonic oppression. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, this revival and so on, you know. Yes, go ahead, bro.
So, the power of possess or oppress.
Oh, maybe the future will come to that.
Oh, no, maybe it's possessed.
Yeah, there's oppression, there is possession.
The possession is possessed.
Yeah.
You know, we see that some of you happening on the internet, casting out, spirits, and you know that people are possessed, you know they are oppressed.
Yeah.
So how, I don't think going back to them,
No,
they're operating that kind of.
So demons can oppress and can possess. So many Christians are really actually oppressed, really, you know.
Yeah.
A Christian will only be possessed of a demon.
Are they able to cast out the same thing that they are possessed of? People who are under influence of
demons?
Yeah, demons.
Can they cast out demons? So anyway, the Lord said that people will be called and say, oh, you are casting out demons by the hand of Beelzebub, right? Yes. The Lord was saying that, well, if that is happening, then how is the man? Say that can last today. Say that how can it happen?
You know what used to happen is that, because in fact it was in Lagos, and I came to understand that thing, and it was LA Church.
Yeah.
What they do is that those LA, they used to.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
But what they do is exchange. Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
The devil will tell them they will remove the spirit from the person and put it on somebody else.
I see.
That's why sometimes all this effort they do on the road, people don't know. Mm-hmm. If anybody who is not protected, the first person that comes to see that thing in the morning will carry the spirit that is being removed from the person.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they will just cast it out, But in fact, they did a film and it was themselves that did it. They did the film, the LA Church. They did it. Where they were casting out the spirit and the devil was saying, they said, no, you cannot go. That they have to give you somebody else that you have to go.
So, you see, Satan will not cast Satan. They can only, I think I believe that story, too,
Yeah.
So, because, they seek embodiment and they're not just good at that, So, praise the Lord Jesus. So, also in Luke 10:19, don't forget this thing, the Lord has told us that gave us power over all the power of the enemy. So, no Christian need to be afraid of these demons. But rather, take your position. You are set to deliver those who are possessed. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Exposing the kingdom of darkness in the name of the Lord, that, oh Lord, we have better understanding and what our authorities are, and we are called to deliver those who are bound by these evil spirits. And we know, oh Lord God, as we close this age, Lord God, we thank you for what you had in the other revival, Lord. Even many came out and specialized in this kind of ministry called deliverance ministry and so on, So Lord, we are trusting you at the end of the age. Many people are not able to receive Christ. They are under some kind of demonic oppression too. But they couldn't see the gospel. We are trusting you, Lord. Even in our own life, Lord God, that the grace poured out now, Lord. As we understand our rights and privilege in the Lord Jesus, many shall be delivered. Lord, we thank you and we bless you for the understanding of your word. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Yes.
I'm
sorry?